Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Net at Night is brought to you by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. This is Net at Night with Amber MacArthur and Leo Laporte, episode 36 for October 24th, 2007. Let's join a social network. It's time for Net at Night. Oh, there's the Net at Night dog. We need to name him Amber MacArthur.
We should. That's a good idea. Maybe we can name him Yappy.
Yappy. No, we need something Web 2.0. Maybe a Yapper. Y-A-P-P-R.
Ooh, that's not bad. You know, actually, Will Pate, who does Command M with me, he has a dog that he named Beta.
Then he can have an Alpha and a Gamma. Then release 1.0.
Call it Gamma, maybe.
Gamma sounds like he's from outer space.
That's cool. A dog from outer space. You can't go wrong there, Leo.
Now, I apologize because we were going to get in our the worst of the web segment, we were going to get the CEO of Mint. I just never got around to calling. I figured he'd hear the show and call me.
Yeah, that's what they should do.
But you know what? I never released the show. So there you go.
We're now, it's tricky.
I released
when
it now. What, we're recording this 1 week ahead of time because I'm going to Vancouver. So rather than try to get this done in Vancouver, I'm going to release, be 1 week late. And you don't care about this, but I'm telling you anyway, for complete transparency, and I don't want to start up Net at Night again and then only to have it take a week off. So that explains it. Does that explain it?
Yes, it's the honest show.
But the problem with that is the news is going to be out of date. So I think what I'll do is I'll release this one now. I don't know what to do.
You could do. You have the power to do whatever you want.
I could flip flop the news. No, that wouldn't make any sense. Then one would be even later.
Yeah, but some of the news that I do isn't, you know, really super hard news. It's not as though it's going to not be relevant anymore.
I know. Next week, could you do the news for a week ahead? Like what's going to happen in a week?
Yes. Next week, I'm going to buy Facebook.
There you go. Okay. And then and then we'll put that in. Actually, Mike, this is a big story. Microsoft put some money into Facebook. They say it's 1.5% for $240 million.
It's a good chunk of change. So this is some of our top news for this week. $240 million. So Microsoft owns a piece of Facebook.
Wait a minute. I got to do some math here. What does that mean Facebook's worth?
A lot, Leo.
That's outrageous.
Isn't it unbelievable? I just think it's. I mean, I know that the site has millions and millions of users, and it's really such a hit in many social circles. But I just can't see how it could actually be worth that much.
They would make it worth $15 billion. And remember, we were ragging on Mark Zuckerman for not accepting Yahoo's $1 billion offer.
Mm-hmm.
He's worth $15 billion.
Well, then it would kind of make some sense that it went up this much, because when he turned down that offer from Yahoo, you know, Facebook wasn't really necessarily the phenomenon that it is now. I mean, it's grown so much since then.
It's not worth $15 billion.
No, I totally agree. I can't even fathom it, Leo. I don't know what to say. And Microsoft, it's great that they bought a stake in it, but I don't know how I feel about that. For some reason, I read it and it had a sort of dark feeling.
Does it? Now, that's an interesting question. Could Microsoft actually reduce Facebook's value by buying into it?
That's what I kind of wondered. I mean, are there people who kind of dislike Microsoft at that level where they think, oh, I didn't really want them involved in owning more information about me? They already have all of this information because of the software that I'm using on my computer. Do I need them to also be kind of behind or have some investment in the social network? So it's a really interesting question. And I think it's sort of, I actually laughed when I saw that it was 1.5%, because all I'm thinking is, you know, doesn't Microsoft have more money to cough up if they really want to be part of
it. $240 million, and they're hardly giving up anything. I mean,
that's what I think.
I mean, it's a great deal for Mark because he gets a bunch of cash, which I'm sure, you know, they're growing fast. They probably need.
Yeah.
But without giving up hardly anything.
Hardly anything. I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean that, you know, Microsoft can come in and maybe advertise on the site? I mean, I just don't know what any of this means. It's interesting because when the announcement was made, if you went on to TechCrunch, and it's still there, they were live blogging the Facebook press event where they talked about what was happening. But I don't know how that changes things and if you'll see any more sort of Microsoft presence within the site, but it'll be interesting.
If you hadn't needed any proof that we're in another bubble, this is it. That and the fact that Apple's now worth more than IBM and Intel.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Market valuations for tech companies have gone crazy. But it's not all tech companies.
No.
It's the golden boys or girls, the Web 2.0 stuff, the Apple, the who else's stock has gone up? Google.
Yep.
But the old line tech companies, many of them are actually down quite a bit.
Yeah, it's just there's a few golden stars, it's pretty amazing to see them doing so well. But it is definitely another bubble. It makes me a little bit nervous. It's funny because I interviewed someone recently from MySpace, and all I'm thinking is, what are you guys thinking about the whole Facebook phenomenon and the fact that it's such a huge success, and how's MySpace going to compete? But now it seems like from our last chit chat, where MySpace paired up with Skype, and they're going to offer Skype. The Skype service on the instant messaging client within MySpace. It seems that, MySpace is kind of clamoring and fighting to, do some cool stuff on their own. So I love when you see these two big social networks kind of in the news headlines all the time to see what happens, and we'll see who falls.
But as you point out with this link to TechCrunch's social site rankings, that neither MySpace nor Facebook is the fastest growing social site in the U.S. anyway.
I know. Isn't this amazing? So this news just came out. It's the rankings as of September 2007. And as far as the fastest growing social network online, you would think it was actually Facebook, but it's iMeme.com.
But what that, now remember, iMeme is small, so it's growing. We're talking about the rate of growth, not how big
exactly.
It is. Right.
Yeah. So it's fastest growing. So exactly. It doesn't mean that iMeme all of a sudden has more users than Facebook and Microsoft's going to latch onto them. All it means is that it's just growing really, really quickly. And under them is AIM Pages, which surprises me. And then under that is dig.com.
So iMeme grew 1,590% in monthly uniques. But understand that's going from 192,000 to 3.2 million. So it's growth, but it's not. So you said AIM Pages. What is AIM Pages?
I assumed that was is it AOL? Is it their pages in terms of like personalized web pages?
No, I just ignore everything AOL does, and I shouldn't. But let me see, especially since AOL has very kindly provided the bandwidth for this podcast. AIM Pages is their social network. It's in beta. I'd never heard of it.
Yeah, I've never really heard of it either. I just assume that it's a place
fast.
Where you can go and you can have your own personalized page, and that it has that social networking element to it. But they've grown quite a bit.
744,000 in September 2006 to 3.3 million uniques. That's a lot of uniques.
That's a lot.
In 2007. Now, Dig, you said, is third, 323% growth. They went from 1.3 million uniques this time last year to 5.6 million uniques. Now, when you talk about million uniques, you still have to say that MySpace is the king with 68 million uniques.
Yeah.
That's incredible. 30 million uniques for Facebook. 31 million for Blogger. Those are the big boys, but their growth rate is slowed. And that makes sense. When you get 50 or 60 million unique visitors a month, you're not going to be able to grow much. Cause the fact that they have 23% growth is stunning.
Exactly.
Where are these people coming from?
I have no idea. I think what's even more interesting about this little chart on TechCrunch is that if you go to the bottom of it, you can see the negative percentage as far as
dying.
The negative change. So who's dying? Yahoo 360 is down 51% over the course of a year. MSN Groups, Lycos, Tripod, Angel Fire. Leo, can Angel you Fire. Angel Fire.
They're still around? Yeah, they get 600 uniques. This is based on ComScore, which is, I think, pretty well respected. The numbers are you know,
pretty accurate.
They're as accurate as anything, I guess.
Exactly. Yahoo Groups is also down. Windows Live Spaces, AOL Hometown, AOL People Connection, and Classmates.com. That is down as well.
Well, they got to spend more money on advertising. It's interesting that GeoCities is still number 5 or 6 on the list. You know, I mean, it's doing, people still go to Geo, even though it's dropped 14%. It's still going. Six Apart is which includes Vox and TypePad, your host, is then Flickr. Classmates is still in there, 13 million uniques, even though they dropped 12%.
Yeah, and, you know, Blogger is still up as far as number of people. You know, I thought that it's kind of interesting because some of these services that I think, oh, they're completely dead. It's amazing when you look at this chart and you realize, they have millions and millions of people still using it.
You know what? In a way, WordPress.com kind of got ripped off because they weren't around a year ago. So they went from 0 to 11 million uniques. They deserve a prize of some kind.
Yeah.
That's like 1,000,000% growth.
But the weird thing about, if you look at this little graph, because as we mentioned, it's a social site rankings in September 2007.
Right.
But some of these sites, I mean, I know that Blogger is a social site in some ways, but I don't really think about it like that. I don't think of it.
No,
I think of it
like
as a blogging
MySpace.
Tool, right?
Yeah, right.
And so in this chart, all of a sudden you have all these mixings of different types of websites because you have everything from dig.com to Flickr. You know, Flickr, I don't think of, I mean, it's a little bit social, but the social sites to me are more like the Windows Live Spaces and Facebook and MySpace. And so they've mixed them all together. Really.
Well, I'm going to break out the calculator again. Okay. Facebook has 30 million uniques and it is worth, what do we say? $15
billion. $15
billion. $15 billion with a billion with a B.
And that's
now
a capital
Dig,
B.
Big. D has 1/6 the number. They've got 5 million uniques.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to the 30 million for Facebook. So they should be worth, what, 1/6? So 1/6 of 15 billion is still almost $3 billion.
Wow.
Now
we start to cry.
You think Kevin's doing that calculation in his head? That's the problem is. You could say all this stuff, but until somebody comes along and writes you a check.
Yeah.
It's imaginary.
Exactly.
Imaginary.
And
money.
I mean, I think back to even just in the late 1990s. And I mean, I worked for companies that were worth a lot of money and I was promised a lot of money and,
per
the stock valuation. And, you know, as we know, these things all come down.
I had like 250,000 shares of Tech TV. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I was more than that. It was 375,000. Some like thing is, it's made up. It's like, we're going to give you 10 million shares. Anyway,
yeah.
I had a huge amount. They pulled it. This is a sad story. I'm sure very similar to the one you could tell, too. They early on, in the first year or two, they pulled us aside. Said, don't tell anybody. But several of the important employees, it turned out it was almost everybody, are receiving a stock grant. Now, it's worthless now, and you should consult a lawyer. But if we ever, and then they did the thing that was really rotten. They said, now, if we're ever valued at $2 billion, mm-hmm. these 375,000 shares would be worth $2.5 million. So whatever, and you'll vest, and we call this, they call it, there was a name for it, cliff vesting, where it's worthless, and then all of a sudden it's worth it, the total amount. So you have to stay 3 years to get it, right? And as far as I'm concerned, this was just blackmail, or not even blackmail. This was a lie to keep you working there. Yeah, you're going to be worth $2 million if you stick around.
I know.
When they sold Tech TV, Paul Allen said, "Oh, I lost money. They're not worth anything," and that was it.
And it's over. Well, that's the same thing when I worked at Razorfish. I mean, that company was worth a lot at one point. I don't remember exactly. But I remember thinking I had only worked there for a few months. This is very funny. And the stock that they had given me, although I couldn't cash it out for 1 year, but it was valued at $100,000. And I'd been there for 3 months and I was 23 years old.
That's good pay.
And I'm thinking, wow, you know what? Things back in Canada, they're not so good compared to
life
staying. In the
States. This is it. Web 2. I love the web. It was web 1.0. I love the web. Now.
I know.
Now, do you, when this happens, though, and this is why some companies refuse to do this. I think Steve Jobs for a long time didn't want to give stock options out, mostly because he's cheap. But he said, then everybody spends all his time looking at the screen, seeing what their net worth is. And there, and did that happen in Razorfish? Like, people would have little applications running all the time saying what their net worth was.
Oh, Leo, wait till I tell you this story and all of our listeners. This is great. So at Razorfish, they had an internal system. It was called an intranet. And on the internet, it was called MOM 3000. So it was a customized solution we had built. So it was only available internally at Razorfish. And at the top right-hand corner, I think if that, I kind of remember it, was the actual stock price. Oh. So you could see the price go up and down every day. Oh. And so at one point, it was at 100. I really remember it being at 100. So you log in to MOM 3000. You know, everybody's really young in their 20s. And you see that, oh my gosh, you know, my stock is just worth an amazing amount of money. But then when it started to decline, they, you know, didn't remove the stock little widget on MOM 3000. And so every day you thought, wow, I used to have $100,000. Now it's only worth 80. And you just thought, you watched it tank. And literally the vibe in the office, I think, was it directly corresponded to the way that the stock was heading, which is never a good thing for people.
Here's an interesting factoid. I saw this on Dig. If, you know, it's the sixth anniversary of the iPod. It came out October 23rd, 2001. I remember very well that release day. If you had bought that iPod, I mean, instead of plunking down the $400 for the iPod, if you had bought Apple stock, it would be worth $10,000 now.
Wow.
So it would be much better to buy Apple stock than iPods. But if everybody did that, then it wouldn't be worth anything.
No, it wouldn't be worth anything.
So don't do that.
Don't do it. This is our stock advice to you.
I've been honest about this. I had, I think, 10 shares of Yahoo, 10 shares of Google. I bought it like early on because I thought, oh, it's historic. I knew I wasn't going to get rich on 10 shares. But I, even then, I felt kind of guilty. So and Google hit a pretty good high. Yahoo's not doing anything. I thought, I'm dumping this stuff. So I have no tech stocks at all. And I made, you know, make like $4,000 on Google. And that's it. And don't ask me for stock advice because I have no idea.
Yeah, don't ask me either. I have no idea.
No idea.
I made $1,850.05 off of Razorfish stock. So
really? It went from 100,000 to 1,800?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's more than I made on that stupid tech TV stock. Nothing. Zilch. Not even pennies.
You know what, though, Leo? I didn't deserve it. So at the end of the
true.
I really didn't deserve it.
I deserved it. There.
Yeah, you deserved it, though. You worked there for a while.
No, I just
got there. I just landed. I don't even know if I was working legally at the time.
You were an immigrant. You were an illegal immigrant.
You never. I probably was for weeks.
No,
weren't. You know, it's funny because, you know, you get to a point where you just realize that you just can't pay attention to that stuff.
No, it makes you crazy.
Real.
And it isn't real. It's imaginary money.
It is imaginary.
Now, more news.
Okay, so we have one more news link, and we're going to head into the other fun stuff. This is news about Vimeo. I think we talked about Vimeo on the last show.
I like Vimeo, yeah.
I do, too. Well, they've added HD quality content to the site. Leo, it looks fantastic. If you go there right now, you can check out some of the videos. So it's just Vimeo.com, V-I-M-E-O. And they have, you know, not a ton of high-def videos, but definitely it's heading that direction. And as far as I know, users can also upload their own high-def videos
Good.
As
I'm
well.
Good. I'm going to. You know, I've been looking for somewhere. I shoot high-def with this new Panasonic camera, the SD5, which I really love, but... You know, in order to show anybody, I have to host it myself because, you know, you upload it to YouTube, well, you're not going to see the full quality.
Yep.
So this is neat. So if I upload it now, it's going to take forever. I'm looking at this is from Canon. This is the Fencing World Cup. Now, but if I go full screen, will it look really good, high def? Oh,
it
does.
It looks pretty good, yeah.
Wow, that's the best looking web video I've ever seen. It's not full frame, though. How do they download it fast enough?
I don't know, but you know what's interesting? You can also, they offer up embed features just like they do in other video.
Oh, I'm going to try this.
The site.
Yeah. I'm going to embed some high-def video on my site.
Very you should do it right now.
Okay, yeah, because I'm not doing anything else except this podcast. But you know me. Hey, one
like
more story I'm going to add, and that is Gmail. And this is a big story all over Dig, and people got all excited about it, which kind of surprised me because I didn't think people really were aware of IMAP, but I've used IMAP for a long time, and I tell people IMAP is really, really great. It's a instead of POP, which is what most people use for their email, you get their email from an ISP, they download it using a POP client like Outlook or Apple's Mail, and it downloads it from the server and then erases it on the server. That's how POP mail works, post office protocol. IMAP is, I think, a much better way to go, and I've been using IMAP for a long time. It's good if you have multiple computers. It's kind of mixes regular POP mail with web-based mail, because in an IMAP situation, your mail stays on the server, and your client, and you still can use Outlook or Apple Mail or almost any client, your client really gives you a window on that mail. So when you send an email or you read an email, it changes it on the server, and then whenever you log in from any other computer, it's the same. You see what you've sent. You see what you've read. It represents a standard view onto your email box. So I love IMAP. But, you know, normally you have to either set up your own IMAP server or go out and get one. And Google Mail has just changed everything by adding IMAP. So if you already have a Gmail account, you might have to. Mine's not showing it yet. And I'm told you have to log out of every one of your Gmail logins and then go to settings. And under settings, you'll see forwarding and POP/IMAP. And you can set it up. It's very easy to set up. Works with the iPhone, for instance. And that's a good way to do it, because if you delete a message on your iPhone, it's deleted on your mailbox.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's a way to manage your mail no matter where you are. I'm a big fan of IMAP. And you can still download the messages, download attachments if you want. It's not like you can't. But it just gives you, I think it's a much more flexible way of managing your email. You use Gmail, so this might be something you would want to do.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm actually, Leo, I'm hearing myself feeding back a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's because I turned up the audio so we could hear the fencers, and then I forgot to turn it down again.
Yeah, no problem. I thought I was just going crazy.
No, I'd like to do that to you once.
There's echoing happening. Yeah, no, you know what? I just love Gmail. It's funny. I was hosting homepage, the tech show I do live on Wednesday nights, and someone called in and they said that they were using Hotmail and their son was on Hotmail and they were having all these issues. And, you know, I was actually with Andy Walker and he was trying to help them. And I'm just
Hotmail.
You know, get off of
get
it.
Get Gmail. Yeah, why?
That'll be the best help you can possibly get.
Sometimes when people call on the radio show, I'm very tempted. I usually do what Andy did, which was try to help them with what they've got. But most of the time, I want to just say, get a Mac. Get Gmail. You know, leave this stupid stuff behind.
Yeah.
You know, you really want to say that.
I know, you really. Yeah, sometimes I do say that. It was really interesting. So, yes, I'm a huge fan of Gmail.
Well, you'll have to try it on your iPhone. You'll have to try the IMAP connection. I gave you that unlocked iPhone. You haven't done anything with it, though, have you?
No, I'm just using it as an iPod right now. I don't want to make you sad hearing that, but I'm just sort of waiting to see what happens here with if Rogers is going to have any good plans for data, because I'll just get nailed on.
Oh, you would if you plugged in a Rogers chip in there and started paying for data. It would cost so much.
It'd be crazy. You know what's really interesting in other news, speaking of the iPhone, Molson, which is a beer company in Canada, you know that, they announced a contest just this week, and they announced that the prize for the contest is going to be an iPhone, which will be given away, I think, at the beginning of January. So it's made a ton of news up here because no one has officially announced. Yeah, but it turns out that they are saying that they're going to offer up an iPhone on the Rogers service. So they have almost outed the fact that we will be getting an iPhone iPhone availability in Canada in January on Rogers.
Do you think that they know something or they're just making it up?
No, I think they know something. They have some type of deal.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah, because my gym's giving away an iPhone. Giving away an iPhone is no big deal in the States, but it's a national news story in Canada.
I know. Isn't that hilarious? It's so funny.
It's just a $400 phone. It's nothing big deal here.
I know, but now it's sort of broken a lot of the news as far as when the iPhone is coming out in this country.
January, you think, huh?
Interesting.
What's really interesting is it means that Rogers will have to come up with a decent flat rate data plan.
Oh, I hope so.
It'll be good for everybody.
Oh, yes, I definitely hope so.
I'm sorry to say that iPhone you have is an unlocked iPhone, which means you can't do anything with it, really. There is a rollback now that where you can get it back to a 1.02. So once they perfect that, then you could do that and then make it a real iPhone.
Yes. Really empower it.
All right. It'll be go ahead.
I was going to say it's kind of like a baby iPhone that's going to grow up, but it's going to take some months, you know, to happen.
It is. It's going to take
some months. It'll take some time. Now for our best tech trick. This isn't so much a trick. It's more of a very good idea. It's very simple. I found it on the website, lifehacker.com, which we love. And the idea behind it is that you should unschedule your work week.
I like that. What does that mean?
I know. It's very simple, Leo. I mean, it's not brain science, but I don't know about you, but I use Google's calendar all the time to manage pretty much everything in my life. And if it wasn't for that, I don't know what I would do. But it just keeps getting filled up with stuff all the time.
Yeah,
so the idea behind this post on lifehacker.com, you can go check it out, is that you should actually schedule in times where you're not available to do stuff. This is a very foreign concept to me. I don't know about you. But go in and take out blocks of times where you just want a break and you just want to have those times.
Not available, can't do anything,
yeah.
Sorry.
And then I actually think it would work, because psychologically, I think if you said, okay, well, Thursday from 7 till 9, I'm blocking that off as my own time. If you're, I don't know how anal you are, but your calendar, but I'm pretty anal. So if I had that time, then I would say, you know what, I'm going to take that as that time. And so I think it's a good idea.
I think
good
it's
idea
a brilliant
for a lot of
idea.
People.
I like it.
I know.
I've been using Google Calendar with Spanning Sync, and you've got to try this because it syncs up to your iCal. I know you use iCal also.
Yeah.
That's a very nice way to have your Google Calendar match your iCal. Have you tried that?
Cool.
Yeah, Spanning Sync.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's really great.
Excellent.
I love Google Calendar too. I use it all the time too.
Yeah, it's really great. I love it. So getting all those reminders to your cell phone, and I have reminders going everywhere, to email, to my cell phone. It's on a hyperdrive. It's very very active. The next thing we're going to talk about is the best web idea. This is a little bit different than, it's not exactly a website, but I read this post that I couldn't get out of my mind. Leo, I don't know, have you ever heard of the shoe site Zappos.com?
Yeah, I actually have bought shoes at Zappos. I like Zappos.
It's amazing, and supposedly it's one of the best shoe sites out there.
Really?
On the web, and it's very fantastic. They have a great service. Well, there's this amazing blog post on a site called Zaslamar.com, and that's two R's at the end, and it's a post that someone had written about how they ordered shoes for their mother on Zappos, and their mother was sick, and it looks as though she was dying at the time, so he ordered shoes, and then ended up that he got the shoes, but they didn't fit, and the mother died, and he was going to send the shoes back, and he was just taking a long time to do it, because obviously he was very upset about his loss, and then he had emailed them or contacted them and said that he wouldn't be able to send them back right away, and he told them what happened, and then they said that not to worry about it, that they would arrange for the shoes to get picked up by UPS and get taken back and not to worry about anything, and then what happened later on, he also got a bouquet from Zappos from the delivery man with white lilies and roses and carnations and a card from them as well because of the loss of his mom. Now, here's something that this web company has done, obviously, because this one instance. And as far as the consumer, he was definitely, you know, not really doing things in terms of what worked for the company. There was a certain limit to actually return shoes and all this stuff.
Right.
And they went above and beyond. And I thought,
no kidding.
Wow,
yeah.
What a nice story.
That's boy, you know, I order shoes from because they're cheap and they're fast and I like their site, but boy, now I'm going to really patronize them. See, and that's why it's good business to do something like that, isn't it?
It really is. It's this tiny little thing. And so he wrote a blog post about it, and I saw it on a couple of different sites.
Interesting.
And,
it's been picked up.
It's amazing. And, you know, I've never ordered shoes from there, but I have heard of the site. But, you know, just hearing a little story like that, it makes me, I don't need more shoes, Leo. But I just want to go and order from them.
Are you one of those people are you one of those women that's big into shoes?
Not really, but
you
I
didn't
just
seem
know
like
that,
that type.
No, I just mean I don't actually need more shoes. That's why I'm not big into them, because I know that I don't need them.
It's not that you have tons of them. You're not the Imelda Marcos of the web.
No, not at all. That would just be weird. although
I never thought that about you. It doesn't seem like you have a lot of shoes or anything.
No.
No.
I don't even, I mean, not to get into talking about clothes, but I realize that I have probably worn the same jeans like 3 out of 5 days or work days a week for the past year, I would say.
But but you have a wardrobe that you change into or something, right?
Yeah, I changed my top, and that's pretty much it.
That's it? Really? The top is your wardrobe?
I always wear jeans every day. It's so easy, and I usually wear black because that's just black top and, you know, dark blue jeans, and you can't go wrong. It's too complicated keeping up
with
fashion.
Isn't that funny? Here you are, this big television star, admitting that you don't care about that stuff. Do you go to a fancy hairdresser?
Not really. I go to one away from all the fancy ones.
isn't that funny?
Leo,
that's
you know
why
that.
I like you, Amber. You're not the typical... empty-headed television person.
Well, I certainly hope not. I don't think I would be able to look at myself in the mirror.
All right, our worst web idea. And again, I apologize for not getting anybody to flog on the show, but we'll
I remember making snowboards by hand in my own garage.
I remember
couldn't afford the proper equipment.
Wait a minute,
I
can't mute. Thank you. This guy's making snowboards in his own garage, the site that you sent me.
Oh.
That's just an ad, I guess. Oh, it's on Reuters, so it's an ad.
It's an ad, yeah, on Reuters. So I think this is – I'm curious what you think of this, Leo. It's a music story that was on Reuters, and it's a band. And the idea is the band has decided to work with their record company for this initiative that is fighting online piracy. And in order to do it, what they're doing is they are selling a boxed set of their music, so I guess 5 discs. And they're also offering up in that set – they're offering a painting, a canvas painting of the band, as well as an MP3 player.
Just what I want, a canvas painting of the band. Is this a well-known band that everybody's ever heard of?
No, they're from some European
Dutch
country.
Dutch pop star, Marco Borsato. Sounds Italian to me.
Yeah, it's a very interesting story.
So you get what do you get? You get a rug too. What else you get?
I know. So you get, but the funniest thing is the MP3 player, because there's not a lot of information about the MP3 player. I don't know. It's probably
some
cheap
crappy
little player
thing. Yeah,
and it has the a bunch of the music on it, as well as a voice recording from the band. And the idea is that because they're giving all this stuff away in this package that they've presented that has, you know, more value than just the songs, they think this is going to help to fight online piracy. And I just think it's the stupidest idea I've ever heard of, because we don't need more crap.
You know, I'm just going to steal the songs, because I don't really want the MP3 player and the oil painting. That's funny. You know what they're taking off on is the DVD thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the DVD, you know, you get a lot of extras. See, I think that's a good anti-piracy thing. Is with it, when you buy a DVD, you get a ton of stuff.
Oh, here comes. I remember making snowboards by hand in my own garage. We couldn't afford the proper equipment.
I said mute.
So there I was, applying polyurethane.
He's not listening to you.
You know what? They want me to watch that ad. They won't let me mute it or stop it or anything.
Not good. That's not good.
Yeah. So Marco Borsato, nice try. Nice try.
Bad idea.
Maybe, you know, here's a thought. Make good music.
Yeah.
There you go. I'll give that one away for free.
And as far as fighting piracy online, I think... You know, I don't think there's any way necessarily to stop piracy at all on the web, but I think that if music wasn't as expensive as it is on the web, I mean, I feel I don't like the idea that I have to pay the same amount for, you know, a disc that I do when I go to a music store and I buy that disc. I think because I'm not getting all that other crap that I don't think people want,
right.
Like canvas paintings,
right.
I think that I should be able to get music for less. And, you know, still paying 99 cents a song, I think, is just a little too much.
My bottom line is, this actually was interesting because with Radiohead, remember Radiohead gave away their album Rainbows?
Yep.
Actually, they didn't give it away. They said, come to get it and you pay what you want to pay. If it's nothing, you pay nothing. Most people, I think, paid, you know, roughly $10 because that's the perceived value of a CD, even though it's just downloaded. But what was really interesting is more people went to the BitTorrent sites and LimeWire and downloaded it illegally than downloaded it legally, even though it was free if you wanted it legally. People are just in, you know, it's a habit. It's like, oh, I'm just going to go get it that way. I think
it's
the trick
habit
is make good music, get your fans to love you. And I buy music from bands I love.
Yeah.
Because they want them
to
have the money.
I know. I totally agree. You know what? We have to get Bob Lefsetz on the phone. Because
I'm jealous that you interviewed him.
He's great, and he would agree with us, and we always like those people. Although we need to have some of these bad web idea people on too, because
there's
some bad ideas.
I get email all the time from people who say it's actually maybe it's just one guy who keeps sending me notes. I don't know, but I seem to be getting a lot all of a sudden saying you're trying to steal from the record artist, and it's bad for you to promote this kind of thing. And what are you doing? In fact, one guy said, "I'm not gonna just for that." I'm not going to send you any more money for Twit. So, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
As a matter of fact, you don't have to. It's free. If you want to donate. And see, I think this works well. If you feel like you like what you're getting and you want to give us some money, do. And if you want it for free, it is free. No copy protection. I mean, I certainly live what I'm saying.
Oh, definitely.
I give away everything I do for free. Except the stuff I don't own. I don't own the TV show. I can't give that away. I would if I could.
That's why they don't let you have control of it.
And I would give you a rug and an oil painting and an MP3 player. I'd give you a bunch of stuff.
We need an oil painting of you, Leo. Actually, I shouldn't laugh because in my bedroom, I do have this canvas print
of
you, me, and
But that's a nice painting.
That's a beautiful painting. I don't need that with a stupid MP3 player.
No. And I gave you an iPod. You're set.
I'm all set.
So our song of the day comes from Zay Frank.
Yes, if you remember him, he did.
What's he doing these days? He stopped doing his blog, right?
I think he has a bunch of projects going on, but I don't really know exactly what he's doing. He is blogging sometimes, but he's not doing the show that he used to do. So he's not doing a lot of video. But what I love is that he just wrote this really fun song about social networking. I think he did a great job. It's called A Social Network for Two. I found it on Waxy, the wonderful waxy.org.
He's back. He took some time off, but he's back.
He's back.
Waxy's
so
back.
I think we should listen to the song.
This is Zay Frank, Song of the Day from Amber and Ned at Night. Listen up. As soon as it starts playing.
Let's join a social network built just for two. Baby, you could invite me and I could invite you. We could lie about ages and customize all our pages, the falling letters that spell, I love you. No, MG, I would tell you, be that picture of you taking a picture of you holding the camera in the bathroom mirror for me. I'm the people I'd like to meet, I've just put apostrophe, parentheses, cause you'd already be in my about me, babe. And we'd be online all the time, pretending to drink wine, typing OOTFL late into the night. Online all the time, online all the time, online all the time, online all the time. Let's join a social network built just for two. You can invite me and I can invite you.
I like him. He
is
so
good?
Talented. Wow. Social, that's called. Social
too. Great.
Yeah.
I know.
He's way too talented.
He's unbelievably talented. I would love to see him. Just, I hope he does really well. And I hope we see him, I don't know where, in movies or whatever he wants to do. He deserves all the success in the world because he is so good. When even just listening to this song, it's a catchy little tune.
Yeah. You know what it reminds me of? Do you know who the Flight of the Conchords are?
Yes. How do I? Yeah, I do know
I
who
love
that
is. Them. You know, they're on in the States on HBO. They have a TV show. They did a BBC radio show. They're from New Zealand. It's a couple of guys. It's kind of a parody folk rock duo, and they just do the funniest songs about that kind of thing. They're very hip. They have the HBO show is called The Flight of the Conchords, but I think they're serious. I think they're very funny. I've put on my website and my blog, I've put various of their songs. I could play one for you that'll give you an idea of what they sound like. Let me think. There's a bunch. If you do a search on YouTube, it's CONCHORDS. I don't know what this one is. This is just
one. One thing that we as a band want to deal with, it's the issues.
That's just one of the things.
Yeah. like the future of the planet. The future of my children and my children's children. And
well, you know,
my children's children's children, you know.
Actually, Brett, when I think about your children and your children's children, I actually think your children are too young to be having children. And as far as your children's children's children, I think, you know, where does it stop? when the children are having children, you know, it's just how small are they going to get?
Too small.
Too small.
Too small.
Exactly.
That's one of the issues.
It's just going to get into this ridiculous Russian doll situation, isn't it?
Yeah.
They'll start singing in a second.
Have you met their little kid?
I actually haven't heard this one.
It's just going to be.
They're funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in some ways, Brett, I think your children aren't going to be affected by a lot of things that affect other children because your children aren't real.
Here's another one. This is called, maybe they'll sing in this one. This
Where's
is
the
called
guys?
Frodo, Don't Wear the Ring.
Frodo, don't wear the ring. I know it's very tempting. Yes, you will appear to disappear, but the dark riders don't know you're there. Yes, Lord Sauron has many spies.
Many spies have many eyes.
You get the idea. This is actually from their TV show. It's I don't know. It's just funny. You got to watch them. They're very funny.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. I love that type of humor.
Do a search on YouTube and then Kiss the Rest of the Night goodbye.
That sounds like a good night to me, Leo. So, a little YouTube.
YouTube.
Diet Pepsi.
Oh, you're living large now.
Oh, yeah. I'm going crazy. I might even have two Diet Pepsis.
So it's interesting. I really admire Zay Frank, for just, you know, doing 1 year of his video. It was probably among the most popular video on the net. And then just saying, okay, I'm done.
I know.
I got to blink now. And stopping.
I got to blink now.
And just stop.
That's good.
You know?
I know.
And it's not many of us that can turn away from web celebrity like that.
I know. He really did. But I hope he gets back into something that we can see him again because he's so funny. His videos are absolutely hilarious. The neat thing is if you go on his website right now, just to Zay Frank, I think it's just zayfrank.com, you can check out the archives of the videos there. And you can see some of the most popular videos. And it brings me back to the old days, Leo. Lots of fun.
It will. It will be. Eventually, it'll appear that way, won't it? Remember that?
Yeah, exactly.
Nostalgia.
We'll be like the Beachcombers. That's a Canadian show, but you must have the equivalent in the States.
I don't know what it is.
The Beachcombers is like one of these shows that's sort of, I don't want to say it's low budget television, but it was really, really popular.
Like Lassie or something.
Yeah, or like maybe like Happy Days.
Happy Days. There you go.
Yeah. So sad.
Actually, I'm seeing The Beachcombers was in production for 19 years. Longest running series in Canadian television history.
Yes.
Wow.
It's about logging.
Is it really?
More
it's not
or less
about the beach?
Not so much. It's not really a beach. they're more loggers.
They're loggers? Very Canadian, I gotta say. Very Canadian.
It's good. It's a good show. I don't want to knock it. It just, I think it takes place in northern British Columbia, and it was a huge success. But it's just one of those shows that I think of as being like, it's got this sort of, almost like a nostalgic type.
They did
387
episodes.
Amazing.
That's of course. How many Call for Help episodes? You did that many.
You
did 400.
400 at least. Yeah.
So there, that's nothing. And theirs were only half an hour. Ours were an hour.
Yeah. We weren't near any beaches.
And they probably didn't do push-ups in between either.
No. They probably didn't change their outfits four times a day either, Leo.
No, but they did wear jeans all the time.
Yes, jeans all the time. It's true.
Let's get to our best web service. Actually, this is all one we've wanted to talk about ever since we went on hiatus.
Yes, Leo, I actually haven't used this service yet. It's called spinvox.com, and it's a service that will allow you to call up Spinvox, and it will convert your voice into text, and so you can actually update your Facebook account, update your blog,
I haven't tried it out,
but it's kind of neat.
I should do that, because you know it wouldn't do it right.
That's why I think it's funny.
Hello, I am calling from...
I'll
post something on my blog from Spinvox. That'll be fun.
You should, just to see if it converts well. I think that you can even go to the site spinvox.com and do a test of it on the fly.
Oh, okay.
So,
let's try it. Should we try it?
Yeah, let's do it. This is the try it show.
Let's try it. Speak freely now. Oh, we have to call an 800 number and get it back as text on your phone, and you'll see it on the cube heads behind. All right. So let's try that. Here we go.
Okay.
We're going to call. It's 888.
All right. Do you need me to go beep, 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 beep. That helps. I'll just talk, Leo, while you're gone.
Oh, here it is. Wait a minute. Now it's... Yes?
You got it?
Hi, this is Leo.
Hi, this is Amber.
And we are posting this blog entry via Spinvox.
It's very exciting because
she
we're doing Net at Night.
That's it.
Oh, bye. That was just a test. You can record longer if you actually sign up for the service.
But then what happens? Find your message... And, okay, so I'm hanging up. Okay. No, no, no. Okay, so now I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
And then,
not on me, though.
Not on you. And then enter the last five digits of your phone number. Okay. It actually spells twit, the last. Okay. And now I'm going to... And we're going to see if it... It's not doing nothing. It didn't do anything. It doesn't work. Speak a message and get it back. Says text on your phone. Oh, see, I was supposed to do this from the cell phone. Oh,
yes.
And then you see it on the cube heads marching behind. See, I didn't do it on a cell phone.
Oh, yeah. Then it's not going to come back to your landline. Unless it's
no,
magic.
No, that's not that magic. I want to blog with this.
I know.
So speak to your readers from any phone, but it doesn't give them audio. It gives them text.
Yes, exactly. But that's the interesting thing, because if you can update things, as I found this because it said you could update your Facebook account. If you can do that, then that's kind of cool. I could see you doing that more often than... I mean, I'm not always... in front of a computer, so it's
a
nice
British company, so we have to do it through their partner UReach. So ureach.com/spinvox if you're in the US or Canada, and it's $10 a month. Forget it.
Well, maybe if someone uses it, they can let us know how it works.
What's funny is you can then read all the things that people are posting in the marching heads that go beyond. I don't know. Hello, this is Donna Sand. I am the little marching heads. .. Oh, you never hear more.
Is that your dog still barking?
Yeah, that's
awesome.
That's our dog, Web 2.0.
Web 2.0.
It's actually not my dog. It's the dog across the street. My dog is home.
Behaving
relaxing.
Himself.
Well, I don't know about that. All right, our best video, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, I have to talk before this video plays because it's very important. It is a very fun video that has an absolutely huge following in Quebec and also in France. And it's called tetaclac.tv. And it's French and English kind of mixed together. So the characters are speaking both French and English. It's hilarious. And it literally has a cult-like following. I was at an event yesterday and I mentioned it just because I've heard a lot about it in the press lately. And there was about half of the people in a room of 40 or so people were from Quebec, and everybody knows it. So anyone who's from Quebec or lives in France definitely has probably heard of it. The interesting thing about this video is that it was created by a guy. I think he was a dad who created this in his basement. So he took a bunch of cheap dolls and he began playing around with them electronically, and he was superimposing his own live action mouth and eyes on them to create characters. The characters are really, really weird looking. So it almost looks like, it looks a little bit like I'm trying to think of that. It's not like like plaster scene. So you see the faces kind of move. It's very bizarre. But then you see real eyes and other features of a human in the kind of doll faces. It's very strange. And the characters are quite unique.
This was first done on a kids show in the US called Clutch Cargo. And then, you know, Conan O'Brien used to do it all the time. And others. In fact, we used to do it on the screensavers every once in a while. I would take Bill Gates' head and they would put my mouth over his mouth.
Oh, nice.
And
I love it.
Say, I hate Windows. And we just fool around with it. But this guy's obviously made a career. Which one
he's
should
made
I play?
A total career. You just play the one at the top of the page.
It's Halloween. So let's play the Halloween one. Is that a good one? Have you seen that one?
And if he swears in French. So it doesn't
matter. So who cares? Unless you're French, in which case, stop listening. Because... Oh, it's creepy looking. That's his. Oh, it's his eyes and his mouth.
It's Halloween. I'll be the bonbon.
It's Halloween. Give us some candy.
My God. Mushy. Oh, boy. C'est minimaliste, votre affaire. Ah, ben, qu'est-ce que tu veux? On a coupé notre budget cette année, là. Ben, écoute, mon petit bozo, là. Tu veux-tu une citrouille?
This is the strangest, weirdest thing I have ever seen.
Mais pourquoi tu viens sonner ici?
You've got to see this, folks. You've got to go to tetaclac.tv. TETESACLAQUES.TV.
And he,
it doesn't even matter if you understand French.
No.
Because it's just weird.
It's absolutely crazy. And it's interesting because the stay-at-home dad created it in his basement not that long ago, 15 months ago. And literally, it's now attracting 3.2 million unique visitors.
Is stay-at-home dad a euphemism? for some guy who's out of work. Let me play the one that's on the page.
It has a little more English in it, but it's so...
Answer me, my busty lady. Answer me, my busty lady.
Bonjour, mon nom est Cécile. Comment je peux vous aider?
Hey, Cécile, darling. Comment qu'elle va, ma belle Cécile?
Raoul, je t'ai déjà dit de pas m'appeler ici. Je travaille, là, puis je peux pas te parler, là. J'ai pas le temps.
Ben, wait a minute, là.
Couple of things he's doing that's interesting.
Ma chercheuse est fuckée, là.
He's only using one eye. So, in fact, it looks like the mouth has also done this. It's mirrored. So it gives it an extra weird look because not only is it a puppet or a doll head, except for the eyes and the mouth, but the eyes and the mouth are mirrored. And if you've ever done, I guess not the mouth, just the eyes. Oh, it's very strange.
It's very strange, but people love it.
Yeah, well, I would watch this, but it's too bad it's not in English.
I mean, I know.
I'm showing my provinciality, but...
You know what, though, Leo? If you start to watch some of them,
maybe it's a good way to learn French.
It is. He actually speaks, they speak a lot of English, some of them more so than others. But if you start watching them, you can kind of, get the gist of it. So if you go to the website, tetaclac.tv, and start watching it, you'll be able to kind of understand what they're saying, basically, I think. And I just think it's a very interesting show.
I'm showing the kids tonight. It's very...
Oh, you have to.
It's just Leo, weird. They'll love it.
It's so big. I mean, it's becoming such a hit. And I aired it on, or we showed it on Web Nation, the show I do at City. And we said, check this out. Tetaclac is very, very funny. And we got a bunch of emails from people who were saying, you know what? Tetaclac is not new. It's been around for a while. And, very defensive. Like, it really, truly has
How
a cult-like
could you not
following.
Know about this.
I know.
You are so
and
out
now
of
I'm,
it.
I'm trying to spread the word.
I know about this for months. You are just really behind MacArthur.
I know, obviously. It's very embarrassing.
Isn't that funny?
Very embarrassing. Anyway, that's lots of fun.
You're pretending this is new. This isn't new.
It's not new. You get those emails too.
All
Leo,
the
right?
time, constantly. Everybody's a know-it-all. All right, let's do a web design pick and then wrap this puppy up. What do you say?
Let's do it. Okay, so for the web design pick, Jacob Nielsen, who is a usability expert who I used to quote all the time on Call for Help, he has come out with a new article that says that the passive voice on the web is actually a good thing for web headings. So
what?
I know.
Everybody, you're taught, when you're taught writing, not to use it. Passive voice is mistakes were made. Not I made a mistake, but mistakes were made.
Mm-hmm.
And you're always taught that that's bad, but he's saying it's good for headlines?
He's saying it's good for headlines as far as for search engines, because it actually helps you get better results. So one example that he has is if he has an article, say, for instance, about tabs, instead of saying using tabs right, he says tabs, comma, used right. And so he's saying it actually can help you a little bit as far as your search engine results.
Huh.
This is for someone who's really into kind of the web design and traffic optimization.
In a way, tabs used right sounds like a search term.
Exactly.
Like I might use that to search for that. Is that the theory? Is that it'll match the way people search?
I think so, because, at least off the top of the article, what he says is passive voice can let you front load important keywords and headings, blurbs, and lead sentences, and this enhances scannability and thus SEO effectiveness.
No. We all, like Germans, talk should. Just put the verbs put at the end. The verbs at the end put.
Exactly. It's kind of interesting if you're into. I like Jacob Nielsen stuff. So
he's great. And what's neat
yeah,
is he
really
thinks
great.
Out of the box. I mean,
he does.
This is not something one would necessarily think about, but he tests this stuff.
Exactly. So there's a little tip for anyone who wants to start writing weird headlines and see if they get more traffic. And they
he
can
also
let us know.
Says users often only read the first two words of a paragraph. So you should make sure the first two words of your paragraph contain the content, as in tabs, used right.
Exactly. And what I like about him is he does a lot of research before he puts these articles out there. He's not just sort of the single blogger who's like, oh, I have this idea that this would work. He does a lot of studies and you know, does a lot of focus groups. And so,
do you think this makes a difference, though, if you do this? How much of a difference do you think this would make? A lot?
I don't know, but for a lot of people, even if it makes a little bit of difference, it's good. People are dying to get traffic to their websites. I mean, they just can't, you know, and any little thing will help. And if this is another little tip that can help them, I think it's a good thing.
Sure. They do a lot of eye tracking, so they know exactly what people look at. This is actually we'll put this in the show notes, but read this article, Passive Voices, because he talks more about other stuff, too, this is really great. This is really good.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Leo. So that's it. So we got to our links, and I think the format is working well for us. And
now, here's the exciting thing.
Yes.
We'll find out if this is going to work. But the day after tomorrow, Leopard comes out, and one of the things that you know what I'm thinking now is that maybe the first episode we'll put out is kind of a bonus episode because we thought we were videoing it and we weren't. And I think there was as a result, it's kind of a little sloppy. Not like this one, which is perfect.
Perfect.
But that one, a little sloppy. But this was perfect. But I'm thinking we'll put that out as a bonus episode. And then, now what I'm really hoping, ladies and gentlemen, is that next week this will be both an audio show and a video show.
Next week.
Because now you've got to get Leopard right away, okay?
I promise I will.
And the new iChat supposedly uses a very high quality codec, AACLD. It's actually the same one I use when I do the radio show on my ISDN line, and the advantage of it is it sounds, you know, flawless. It's perfect. AACLD is low latency AACLD, or low delay, they call it. But then it also has video, and unlike Skype, will record both the audio and video. So I could sit here, you could sit there, we could chat with each other in a conference, we'd see each other, and perhaps be able to record the whole mush and put it out as a video podcast. What do you think?
I love it. I think it's a great idea.
You know what I was also thinking is putting your lips on my mouth and my lips on your mouth.
And then we could take doll heads and put them over our heads.
And we could call it Net It Clack. No, maybe not.
It's not a bad idea.
It was just a thought, anyway.
It's like your big head TV, Leo, that you've always wanted.
It was always what I wanted to do was big head TV. And maybe we'll be there. You have to get very close to your camera when we do this.
I promise. When we do this, I'm going to be so close, Leo. You can see the pores.
Oh, God. So next week, we'll look for that. Now, I haven't figured out at all how this is going to work. We'll continue. People were wondering, are you going to continue to do an audio podcast? Yeah, we'll still do the main podcast to be audio. But we'll somehow make this video available to you. Maybe we'll use Vimeo or something like that
to
put it out. Yeah. So we'll figure it out.
It's nice because they can embed that. That's what I like about it,
yeah,
too.
So maybe that's what we'll do. We'll embed it on the page somewhere, but we'll also give you the audio. I think most people, and I know this runs contrary to how everybody's thinking these days, but I think most people still like audio because they can listen anywhere.
I agree.
Yeah. However, if you want to see Amber, you can in many, many forms and fashions. At CommandN.TV is her video podcast she does every week with Will Pate. And of course, her television show, which is called Web Nation. That's available at citynews.ca/webnation. You can also subscribe on iTunes. And for a little while longer, at least, you could catch her on Homepage on CP24. I don't know when that's going to end.
I don't know either. It's a mystery.
It's a mystoire.
I love those mysteries.
There. Okay. Hey, thanks, everybody, for joining us. And we'll see you next time on Net at Night.